All right, let's talk about it. Like 50 of you sent me this article, and I can see why, because basically someone did a drive-by op-ed in the New York Times wherein they argue that millennials aren't having children, not because of any of the legitimate reasons that they talk about in the beginning of the article and then never mention again, such as climate change or the economy or the lack of maternity leave or unfair division of labor in the households or whatever, but rather because millennials are going to too much therapy and the therapists are convincing them that their parents were bad, even though they really weren't. And so the millennials are afraid that they'll never be able to live up to these impossible standards that they've created for their own parents, and so they just don't have kids. Now, first of all, as someone who talks about economics for a living, I can assure you that if you want to look at the macro reasons why millennials aren't having kids, I would point first and foremost to the completely untenable cost of living that is only exponentially increased by having children. And given that therapy is kind of a luxury good in this country, I really don't think enough people are even going to therapy that you can make generalizations about what it is or isn't doing to an entire generation. But I'll take this article on its face as someone who's kind of patient zero of what's being described here, which is to say a woman who is financially stable in a healthy, loving, long-term marriage, who has been to therapy and who doesn't want kids. First of all, I can assure you anecdotally that my therapist never said or did anything to push me away from having children. Not that we really got into it, but my therapist did themselves have children. And when we talked about it, about the subject of having kids, like with many subjects, my therapist was infuriatingly neutral because their job is not to give you any opinion, it's to push you towards your own conclusions in a healthy way if they're a good therapist. But even if therapists were somehow in the business of convincing people en masse not to have children, I want to say that we need to make a true shift as a society to accept that any reason, literally any reason, for not wanting to have kids is a good reason. Like, if your primary reason for not wanting to have kids is you want to go out late on a Friday night, sleep until noon on a Saturday, and spend the day in a quiet house ordering takeout and playing video games, that is as legitimate a reason as any other. Like, it doesn't have to be climate change or the economy or trauma for you not to want to have kids. Because anyone who isn't genuinely motivated and enthusiastic about having kids being coerced into doing it is a net negative for society, and especially for the kids who have to live with those parents. Because for as much shit as child-free people get about being selfish for not having children, it is actually many of the common reasons, especially prior generations had children, that are actually selfish. Children are not born to heal your wounds or to give you the unconditional love you never received or to fix or save a marriage. They do not owe you anything, not even from all the sacrifices you made because you chose to have them. And one less person bringing a child into the world that they were not ready for or not fully enthusiastic for is a good thing. And until we create a society that actually takes care of parents, again, especially mothers, and actually treats children as sentient, independent beings with just as many rights as their parents have, this will probably continue happening, and you can